This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
On behalf of our family, I would like to thank everyone for joining us in this Shleishim tribute for our dear father, Zecher Tzadik, to Kaddish Lebracha. We will begin our program today by making a siyum on the completion of three cycles of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. First, on behalf of the Queens community and the Talmidim. Second, on behalf of the Lakewood community, the Mispalalim and the Kailal. And third, from our family. My brother Yitzhak Zev completed the entire Seder Mayid in honor of the Shleishim. I'd like to call upon him to say the last Mishnah before the Hajra.
The final Mishnah in Mayid and in Chagiga discussed the Kohanim's procedure for the restoration of the Azara to its original state of Tahira after each Yontif. Mishnah starts, Ketzan Avir and Tahir's Azara. What was the procedure for removing the utensils from the Azara to restate it to its original state of Tahira? Filas HaKelim Shei B'Mikdash, they would immerse all the Kelim in the Mikvah, except for the ones that were not allowed to be moved, for example, the Shulchan, because the Pasuk says, By the Shulchan says the word Tamid, so we learn from there that it cannot be removed from the Azara, even for the Mikvah. And the Kahanim that took care of the Azara would tell the Kahanim that came for Yantif that some of them weren't knowledgeable in the Hilchus of Tumah and Taira, so they would tell them to be careful not to touch the Shulchan because that can't be titled in the Mikvah and taken out of the Azara. Mishnah continues and says to discuss what they did when the first set of utensils went to be titled in the mikvah. So kol kan shei b'mikdash yesh lahem shnayim or shlishim. All utensils in the base of mikdash had two or three sets. So in case the first one became tame, the second and third were there for backup. So the Mishnah concludes kol kan shei b'mikdash t'onim tefillah. All kelim in the base of mikdash needed tefillah after each yantif. Except for Mizbach Hazav and Mizbach Mechayshas, with Neshein Karka, because they considered Karka and they're not Mekabel Tumo. The Ribber Lezer. Chamayimrim with Neshehein, the Tzupin. Because they were covered, were plated with some sort of metal, or gold, or copper, they therefore were Mekabel Tumo and need Tefillah just like the rest of utensils.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Come together, or getting together, and for a hesped, if you did the Baron walk into Chazak of Locha, the person that Moedeke might be stolen, so many shulim, so many ash, such a tremendous ashpa. Person which was not in it for himself, the Mahzik Tibus of an Avshin, such a simple Pashtus, Anova, such fine kite, such a fine person. Even though he had such a tremendous Ashpah, because that tells us that the Chiyuv for Hesped, for Levaya, for somebody that's Tony, someone that learned Torah, the Shir is Shishim Reibu. 600,000 people is the Shir of Kavod that this person needs. And I guess that's the amount that's, I don't know if that ever happens today, but Shir, Mandatoni, Shishim Reibu. Mandatoni and Masni is less than Shir. Someone that taught others Torah is less Leshul. How does the Gemara know that the Shir is Shishim Reibu? 600,000 people should come to a Levaya. Gemara says, because Netilasa can you see Nasa. The taking away of Torah is the same thing like the giving of the Torah. The amount of Kavod that the Torah needs when Sinas HaTorah was given to Shishim Reibu, that's the amount of covered by Nisinasa. That proof of Nitzabshat, why Nitzabshat has to be like Nisinasa. But obviously, that's the amount of covered at Torah, that the Torah accorded to Kabbalah Satayra, to Torah. Luchayra, that's the maximum amount of covered. So, what is the shear of Manda Tani Yamasni? Why somebody that's Tani Yamasni? There's less leshur, is even more than 600,000. It's without a gvul, without a shir. Obviously, the reason is not because this person deserves more kavod. That's not the reason. Because the shir of kavod, the amount of kavod, cannot be more than the kavod of Nisinasa. And that's which has our measure kavod. That is the highest amount of kavod. So the reason is that someone that's a Ma'abit's Torah is not because of the crowd, the cover that he needs less leshur. Because every Yid has to feel like he was Nisabal, he lost. He lost as your person. Now, someone that's Tani Masni doesn't mean that he taught more than 600,000 people. Tani Masni means that he teaches Torah to others. Someone that teaches Torah to others in the Mashpia of Torah, his Ashpa is far-reaching. It's far-reaching even to those that did not learn by him. His Torah is a Torah's chesed. Chazal tell us in Sukkah that someone that Laymed Amnas Alamed, his Torah is a Torah's chesed. Even before he teaches, when he's a Laymed Amnas Alamed, his Torah is a Klal Yisrael's Torah. Such a person that's not in it for himself, is in it to be Mashpia and others, His Torah be'etzem is a chesed for every Yidin Klal Yisrael, is uplifting, is meremim every Yidin Klal Yisrael. And every Yidin Klal Yisrael is a beneficiary from this person that's a Taniyah Master. That's why it's less leshur. There's no shiur to the amount of kavod, to the amount of chiyuv that everybody has to feel his avilus. Rabbi Aaron Wolkin, Zechut Tzadik Lebracha, was a tremendous mashpia of Torah. And what was his karech to be mashpia of Torah? He was a meisim atzmei kimidbor. He was hefki, he was mafki himself. The schedules that he kept, the amount of work that he did, the amount of hashpah that he had, there were different types of tziburim of people that he reached out to. Was somebody as a Malagres, tremendous Talmud Chacham, like a Baal Mokin. He looked to be mashpia to people on his level, people a little bit under his level that he could uplift them. But he reached out to all different types of levels, because the Torah was not for his, it's not for his gain. The Torah was a Torah which is a Torah's chesed for Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's less leshur. And the Davainenu, what could we do? What could we say? The Torah was in such a time when this was not allowed, when we weren't able to be mishtatav in the levaya personally. But the avelus is felt by everybody. The hefsir is felt. And therefore, we're coming together at least to express, not to be misasal, to express our avelus, what we feel we lost, what we feel we had. We lost such a person, which was his Torah, was such a Torah's chesed. He was Mason Asmik and Midbar. The Mitzvah Asmik and Midbar has two chotim. One shot is that he makes himself Kimidbar in order to teach Torah. He gives his Torah almost to others, almost over to others. Another shot is Mason Asmik and Midbar, the more than anything is Mashma. That he makes himself Ka'ofish, I call Doshenboy, he's Banivis. These are the people that are Mason Asmik and Midbar, these are the people that their Torah is automatically. A Torah for Klal Yisrael, and everybody's a beneficiary from this Torah. Torah tennis level Matan, and he's the one that came, he can be Mashpia. Torah, his Torah can be and is a Torah's chesed for everyone. David in Yonison, David in Melech said, Hesper in Yonison, he says, Tzadi Alecha, Ochi, Yonison. He says that he made very pleasant for David HaMelech. What is this special hesped of Na'am Tuli Ma'id that he made pleasant for everyone? We find it in Ma'id Gezach. In Parsha Shmini, which was just a few weeks ago, even those that were not Zechet Yekir Satoya, but they went to the Parsha. The Parsha says that Yetsu, Yevorchus Om, Pshas HaKomas HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Kohen went out to bench Klal Yisrael. What was the bracha they gave to Klal Yisrael? Rashi brings Yirotze Shetish Shechina B'Maisi Yadechim. And then Rashi brings the Pasuk V'Hinoyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu U'Maisi Yadeinu Kohenei. It gives Klal Yisrael a bracha that they built, and they just finished building the Mishkan, they just finished the Kamas HaMishkan. So now is the time to bench Klal Yisrael that Shechina should be shared in the Yomai Seidayim, in the Mishkan that you built. That there should be Hashem's Shechina in that Mishkan. And therefore, you should be Masha, the Pasuk he brings on that is V'hinoyam, the Ne'imus of Hashem should be on you, upon you. Hashem's Shechina is called Ne'imus. V'hinoyam Hashem Lekenu Olein. The Rebbe Shalom's ne'imus is upon us. The Rebbe Shalom's pleasantness is upon us. Maybe it's more than pleasantness. It's the feeling of uplifted, the feeling good, the good feeling of ne'imus of being with the Rebbe Shalom. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu calls Ashras Ashkina? Ninoyim Hashem Elokim Olim. And we find the same thing. We find the Lashon in She'ashirim. The Pasuk says, Hincha Yofa Doidi Afnoim. The Pasuk says that the Klal Yisrael tells the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Hincha Yofa Doidi. You are now our eye, it's all Kiryachal, it's all our songs of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And we say, Hincha Yofa Doidi. The Baruch Hashem is so beautiful to us. Afnoim, you're also pleasant to us. So Rashi, where do we see Afnoim? She'avarta al pshoai, you were moichol mecheter, mechatoi mecheter egol. V'shreisa shchinoscha b'soichi, you were mashu shchinoscha b'soichi. That's where we see v'hi noyim Hashem alkeinu. That's where we see Afnoim, klai, the Baruch Hashem's name. So up to Vilna Goyim, what is the pshat? Why is Afnoim Mishra Sashkin? So the Vilna Goyim, he says like this. He says sometimes, with Erech Moshul, you see from afar, you see a beautiful person, a very handsome person, a person like a Suponim, it looks like a Chashiv Rov, with a Galtzim, but it looks like a Chashiv Rov, and from the back, it looks, oh, this is a person, I want to get close to him, I want to know him, I want to connect with him. You come close, you see, it's nishtas eposhit, the person doesn't have such good midas. The person maybe has a rough voice. There's no pleasantness to this person. There's no pleasantness to this person. You can't connect with him. Hincha yofa, maybe. You look very nice, you look very handsome, you look very choshev. But when you get close, you try to connect, you try to become uruf. You try to become one with this person. You can't. Because there's no ne'imus. Hashra is Hashchina on Klal Yisrael, the Gaon is ne'imus. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashal connects with us, the Ribbono Shel Olam goes into our being. And we're Mes'arev, and we have such a connection. Such a connection is only Shayach, when the Ribbono Shel Olam, his ne'imus is upon us. And it's back and forth, it goes both ways, Halach v'Shayach. It's when we feel the ne'imus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when we are the noyim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we will mis'arev one with the other. And when Chas v'Shalom we don't feel the ne'imus, we can become mis'arev. The etzem taruvus is itself a tremendous ne'imus. The etzem connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is in itself a tremendous ne'imus. Afnoyim means that the person has such shleimus, such midas toivus. Such a connection that we could be mis'arev, we could connect, we could become one, we could get a v'olik kasha, and then he could be mashpia, such a tremendous hashpias. Then he could be called meisim atzmei k'minbor, toiru nitenis lebe matona, and that toiru can be counted as a toiru chesed, a toiru for klal yisrael, toiru that all of klal yisrael, that toiru goes into the bones of mereimim, all of klal yisrael mereimim, everybody. The ne'imus of this person, the ne'imus of the Rebbe, meeting him, such midas toivus, such achma to anyone, to everyone, such feinkeit. It's just, it was ne'imus, it was a pleasure to connect with him. Everyone felt so close to him. And therefore he was able to be mashpia on others. The Pasuk says, Hine matoiv manoim sheves achim kam yochad. If there's ne'imus of the Ribbono Shel Olam Michmonechto, Ayin Shel Nashi. This person had a tremendous ne'imus, had a very interesting, he was nifter right before Pesach. So Pesach, I go, before Pesach, I go to my Haggadahs, I take out the Haggadahs that I use, and I always like to add an extra Haggadah, maybe I can get something, take something from the next Haggadah, and I picked out the Haggadahs of Chofetz Chaim. And I open up the Haggadahs of Chofetz Chaim. Where did I get the Haggadahs of Chofetz Chaim? It was a matana from Reb Aaron. And he wrote with such ava, such ne'imus, that he wrote, where he wrote, Poshut Abrocha for Pesach. And that was the Haggadah that I tried to use all Pesach to see what I can glean from the Chofetz Chaim to uplift our Yontif, the Yontif that we were all almost secluded. And we looked for things to uplift us. That was the one that uplifted our Yontif. Had a feeling that he had the way to uplift and to give the ne'imus to the yontif, even la'achav tirasai. I can also say that tzali alecho, that we had na'am tolom emo'id, we were manim, you made everybody feel so good. You had such a koyach of hashpo on people. Yibar Hashem should help, that it should be mevitzyosha for your family, for the mother, for the children, family for all your children, mevitzyosha for your parents, and meditation for the Yedidim. And for all the Klal Yisrael, your Torah was a Torah's Chesed. You should be meditation with Torah, beget a Torah's Chesed. Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is going through hard times. We are missing the manoim, afnoim, the ne'imus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam coming to the Bina Shma'at, to the Bat Knesiyos, to the Bat Midrashos. We are missing that the manoim, and who knows how many Amen Yesh Merabos we're missing. Who knows Amen Yesh Merabos, how this Amen Yesh Merabos is correct, Zadim Veshim Shana, how much more if we had the regular astounding Amen Yesh Merabos, the Bat Midrashim, how much that would have saved you. Who knows how much, we don't know what's the cause and what's the effect. We don't know. But we do know that we're asking the Baron to be Meretz Yosha, and that we should be able to go back there, about the disease, about the Medrashah, so we have to go back to our tefillahs and to our learning with the Gatzah Koyach. But Hashem, Klai Yisrael's being, showing tremendous Avos Hashem with the tefillahs and with the learning, even in the hardest of circumstances. It should be Meretz Yosha for Klai Yisrael. Meretz Yosha should be Bilei Mamos HaNetzach, should be Bishkan Tzedek, should be Bilei Mamos HaNetzach.
נחי בזה את משפחת וולקי, משפחה יקרה מאוד, ראש המשפחה, הרב הגאון, רבי אהרון וולקי, זכר צדיק, לברכה. הראו לי מה שהיה מלמד את הציבור, את הספרים של מרן האבא, הספרים שלנו, ירקות יוסף, היה לו שכל ישר, והוא הבין שבספרים האלו יש את הכל. גם מנהגים של הספרדים, מראה לשולחן ערוך, גם דעת הרמה. תמיד, כשיש הבדל בין הספרדים והאשכנזים, לפי הפוסקים שלנו, אנחנו כותבים את זה בספרים. אשכנזים יוצאים ביד רמה. והספרדים, לכו אל יוסף, אשר אמר אליכם, עשו. והיה לו את השכל הזה, פיקח מנבות. הוא הבין שרוצה ללמד תורה לבעלי בתים, זה רק בספרים האלו, שזה מזכה את הרבים. שרב השחקו, הוא נמצא לבעלה. אין ספק שעמו בתפילה על כל בני משפחתו, על מנתו, על כל הילדים, כל היוצא חלציו, שלא יוסיפו לדעבר עוד. הזכות של זיקת הרבים בארגון חזק, זה זכות גדולה מאוד. אשריו אשר חלקו, נמצא, כמו שאמרתי, נמצא מקום טוב למעלה. נזכה שיהיה תחיית המתים בקרוב, נשמע בשורות טובות, מי בית המקדש, כמו משיח צדקנו,
It is hard to believe, Rabbi Yisai, that we are being maspid again. Goyin Rabaron Volkin Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The emphasis is the loss of Rabaron is something that came so sudden. It's going to take a long time before it's even going to be able to be absorbed. But we should realize what we lost. Boifin Kloli, Klal Yisrael lost a Rav, a Rosh Yeshiva, with a Marbitz Torah, not Stam a Rosh Yeshiva, but someone who had true Mesiras Nefesh for his Talmidim. Chazal say an amazing thing. We find a Medrash that Kishmeis Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, from which Rabbeinu passed away, Yeshua Hoylech Uboiche. Yeshua was the prime Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yeshua would be hoylech uboiche, who would go and he would cry. What did he say? What did Yeshua say when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter? Omar, he said, Ovi, Ovi, my father, my father, my tate, Rebbe, Rebbe, my Rebbe. Why did he mention both? Why did he say that he lost the tate and he lost the Rebbe? Ovi, Ovi, Rebbe, Rebbe. So the Medrash, Ovi, you are like my father because Shegadleini ke'av, you raised me like a father. So said Yeshua on behalf of Moshe. You raised me like a father. And Rebbe, shelamadnu Torah, you taught me Torah. And the kasha we have to ask, being that Yeshua described that Moshe Rabbeinu played two roles in his life, he played the role of a father and the role of a Rebbe, why was he magdim, the role of a father, before the role of a Rebbe? We know the Gemara tells us, and we pask in that way, Mesechtes Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel. Avedas Oviv Vavedas Raboi Avedas Raboi Koidemes. If your father loses an Aveda, and your Rebbe loses an Aveda, which do you take first? whose Aveda you return first? So the Gemara says the Aveda of your Rebbe comes before the Aveda of your father. Why? Because your Aviv mevi'o lechai oilam hazeh, v'raboi mevi'o lechai oilam habo. So the father was the one who brought him into this world, but the Rebbe is the one who's bringing him into the next world. So the Aveda of the Rebbe is before the father. Why was Yeshua Magdim? And he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, you're like a father, and then he meant you like a Rebbe. The Chai, we say that the Kovet Harav stands higher than the Kovet Ha'av. The Ksav Sofer, Rabbi Isai. The Ksav Sofer said, and when did he say this? He said this, Bishas, there was the Hakoma Samatseva to his father, the Ksam Sofer. And remember, the Ksam Sofer's name was also Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Hakoma Samatseva to his father, the Chassam Sofer, it's mentioned the Hagdoma to the Sefer Das Sofer of Rabbi Kiva Sofer, the Prishbar Geruf. Ksav Sofer said the following: when someone loses a father, Rabbi Isai, the Aveda is felt immediately. As soon as you lose a father, Avada, the heat of the moment, the tsar of the moment, the loss, the amazing loss, the tremendous loss of losing a father is felt right at the moment. But as the Veld says, time is a healer. The Meshech Hazman, the pain diminishes, becomes less and less, and so on. B'teva it is that a mace ultimately is Shikcha Salev, it is something that the heart forgets. That, says the Ksav Sofer, is only when a person loses a father. The heat of the moment, the passion of the moment, is at the highest peak at the time of the Aveda, at the time of the Ptira. And as time goes along, it lessens, it diminishes. However, when a Rebbe is mistalik, when a Rebbe passed away, said the Ksav Sofer, is the opposite. My Rebbe says, as time goes along, the more that time passes, you are margish more the chesaron of the Rebbe. Because every week that goes by, and every month, we have new shaylis, we have new problems, we want to be shaylitzah. And Amela, as time goes along, we are more margish the chesaron of the Rebbe. We no longer have the Rebbe, all the sveikis and all the problems. We have no one to go and to ask. We have no one to be pushed at our shaylis. Maybe we had a kasha and we have no Rebbe to be able to answer. So Mele says the Ksav Sofer, when a person loses a Rebbe, as time goes along, the tsar adrabe intensifies. Because now you realize all the more what you have lost. You have no one to turn to. So the Ksav Sofer very beautifully, Kishimeis Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Yeshua, Hoylech Ubaikhe. Hoylech means Moshe V'Hoylech. It continued on and on. That's what Hoylech means. Otherwise, it could have said Yoshe V'Boiche. He is sitting and crying. What does it mean Hoylech? He's walking around? Ksav Sofer said, Yeshua was Hoylech Ubaikhe. Means every day that went by, he realized all the more the great loss of losing a Moshe Rabbeinu. Hoylech Ubaikhe means he was Moshe V'Hoylech. And therefore, he said, Ovi Ovi Shigadlene Ka'av. That's referring to the immediate tsar. The immediate tsar is like losing an Av. But then even more than that, Rebbe, Rebbe, the tsar is the Rebbe more, who taught me Torah, the one that I'm always connected with, to give me Yetzes, to give me Adroch and Avodas Hashem, and in every area of my life, that's something that's going to be a continuous tsar, and it's going to be intensified and even magnified as time goes along. I think the very same thing can say, with Tyre, Rabaron, Rabaron, as great as the loss, the immediate, tsar. Of course, when you're nifter so suddenly, very quickly, but now that's already the Shloshim, 30 days have gone by and more, we realize all the more the tsar and the tremendous void that has been lost by Klal Yisrael, your yeshiva, your talmidim, your wife, your family. The loss of Rabbi Isai just continues. It's a bechina. Rabbaron, your bechina is a bechina of hoylech ubaikhe. That as the days go by, we are being continuously moisif. It's moisif hoylech the bechia and the hagosha of the tsar. Here, very aptly, we can apply what the great goyin Rav Meir Shapiro, the great Rosh Yeshiva, upon losing a very choshev talmud, a young talmud, and Rav Meir Shapiro was masbid his talmud in a way that no one else is able to do it. The great orator, the great Baal Madrega, the great speaker that Rav Meir Shapiro was known. And he quoted the Pesuk, HaBein Yaker Li Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashuim. He pointed out, Ki Midei Dabri Boy, when I speak about my son, HaBein Yaker Li Ephraim, when I speak about him, Zachar as Karenu Oid. I continue to remember him. Said Meir Shapiro, the Pshat is even more. The Pshat is more deeper. Meir Shapiro said, Aben Yakeli Ephraim, when I lose you, I lost my Tyre son, referring to the Talmud that he lost. Kimide Dabri Boy, when I speak about him, you know what bothers me? It bothers me, Zocher Eskrenu Oid, how much more you could have done. You were nifter too long, too young. A long time would have been enough had you lived a life, a healthy life, a fruitful life. Would have been time to leave this world. It was still many, many years. Long, many years would have been enough till the time would come to you to leave. But you leave too early, you left too early. So Zohar is Karenu Oid, I remember the Oid, how much more you could have done. And the same thing we say to Hagat Rabban, the fact that you had so much Aslocha here with the Yeshiva in Queens, you were able to turn around Talmidim who started out with knowing very little. You made them, you turned them, you transformed them to becoming Talmid Chachomim, Choshev Ben Torah, one or two that I know have gone on to become Rabbonim of Kehillas and so on. We have transformed the life. We can only say that Zohar is Karenu Oid. We can only imagine how much more you could have done. You have left this world too early, much, much too early you left this world. You know, Abba Yisai, the Gemara says, Mesati Shabbat, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, we're all familiar with that Gemara. Mo'et Adomar Abaya, Abaya says, Ki Chazine Tzurim Rabbonin Deshalim Mesechte. When I see a Talmud Chochem, there was Mesaima Mesechte Avidne Yometovel Rabbonin. So I make a yontif. See, mesechta warrants a yontif. That's, by the way, the makor, that when someone's mesach and mesechta, so he make a suda for a see mesechta. It's from this Gemara. Abaye says, when I hear, I see, etamot chocham, there was mesayim and mesechta, avidne yoy metovel rabon and mamish, I make a yontif. By the way, the loshin, avidne yoy metovel, I'm making a yontif. The minchas aluza, the munka acharov used to say, that on the day that someone is Messiah and Mesechta, you don't say Tachnan. Because the Gemara says, it's a Yontif, Avidne Yoimetovah. Abaye could have said, when someone's Messiah and Mesechta, I make a Suda. He doesn't say the words, I'm making a Suda. Yes, he's making a Suda, but he's not using those words. Avidne Yoimetovah, Rabban is a Kvias of a Yontif. And if the Kvias of a Yontif, you don't say Tachnan. Al Kuponim, Abaye shows the Simcha, what it means, when someone's Zeicher to make a Siyim. We all know that Gemara. Come out by every Siyim, somebody brings up that Gemara. Abaye is Mesameach, has Simcha when somebody is Mesayim HaMesechta. But Rashi says there a few amazing words. Rashi says, Abaye Rosh Yeshiva Hoye. Who is Abaye? Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva. And remember, it's half of the fella. Why does Rashi mention over here, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, why does Rashi mention over here that Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva? You realize, it's quite safe to say that Abaye Verodah are the most mentioned in all over Shas. More than anyone, Abaye Verodah. The most common names in Shas. From Masechtas Brachos to Masechtas Shabbos, Abaye Verodah possibly were mentioned about 100 times. Rashi does not make mention that Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva. If Rashi wanted to mention it, he could have mentioned right in the beginning, the first time when Abaye was mentioned in Torah Shebal Peh, Masechtas Brachos, Rashi could have then said Abaye is Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi doesn't say that. Why over here? Abaye is saying, when I see a Talmud Chochem being Mesayim and Mesechta, Avinu Yomativ Rabban, Rashi is saying that Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva. Now I think Rabbi said that the Pshat is a murdering thing. Rashi is telling us a Givaldig Yisoid, what the definition of a Rosh Yeshiva is. A Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi says, is not simply someone who says a good shir. Of course, without saying a good shir doesn't begin. It's a part of Zachar, Rosh Yeshiva has to have a courage to say a good shir. He has to be a Gevaldig Bal Masber, has to say a proper shir, has to have the ability to raise the Madreg of Talmidim, to turn them into Lamdonim, to turn them into Talmid Chachomim, to El Chayidim, Avadah. That's Poshit. Rosh Yeshiva has to be able to say a shir. But that's not Rabbeisa, the total definition of a Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi is telling us, you know what Rosh Yeshiva is? Rosh Yeshiva is someone who, when he sees that a Talmud is Matzliach, he takes pride as if it would have been his own simcha. It's not, unfortunately, today we see many Rosh Yeshivas don't really have a shaykh to their Talmidim. Their tafkid is to say a shir for an hour or so, and then they leave the Beis Medrash, and don't see him until the next year. does not have an ongoing relationship, a Rebbe Talmud relationship. Many, many yeshivas, unfortunately, this is the matzav today. Rashi is telling us the true Rashi yeshiva is someone that is so connected to a Talmud, that if a Talmud is Mesayma Mesechta, it's my simcha, it's Rashi yeshiva simcha. Notice what Abaye said. Abaye said, when I see a Talmud Chocham, not I made a see Mesechta. No, not Abaye made to see him. I see a Talmud Chocham that made a see Mesechta. I am making Yontif. Why is Abaye making Yontif? He didn't make to see him. But Abaye takes the Siyam personally when he sees the Talmud Chocham. A Rosh Yeshiva, says Rashi, that's the pshat of a Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva is someone who cares about his Talmidim to such an extent that their growth, Rabbi Zayin, is as if he has grown. Their simcha is his simcha. He takes personal pride in the growth of a Talmud and in the simcha of a Talmud. That's the true definition of Rosh Yeshiva. That Rabbi Zayin, that was Rabban. Baron Wolkin was this type of Rosh Yeshiva that Abaye is referring to. Abaye Rosh Yeshiva Hoya, that he takes and he always took personal pride. Every Talmud to him was like a Ben Yochid. Every Talmud was to him like a Ben Yochid. I've heard that from Talmidim, the tremendous Mesirus Nefesh that he had. Imagine Rabbi Sai, he lives in Lakewood, but he sleeps in Queens, away from his family many days in the week. Tremendous Mesirus Nefesh that he had for his Talmidim. Every Talmud by him was in a Bechina Take of a Ben Yochid. Some of the Chazon Ish once related to a particular Koilingeman that after learning many years in Koilil, he decided the time has come that he takes a job as a Rebbe to become a Magichir somewhere. So the Chazon Ish says to that Koilingeman who came to ask for a bracha before he is embarking to become a Magichir, the Chazon Ish says, I'm going to give you a very major point of instruction on how to be a successful Magichir. And he told him the story about the Rosh Yeshiva and the Rav of Telz, Reb Lezer Gordon. Reb Lezer Gordon was Rosh Yeshiva of many, many Talmidim and Telz in Europe, of course. And a particular Gvir Balbos came to Reb Lezer Gordon. He came because he's looking for a chosen for his daughter. And he was the Rosh Yeshiva to point out the best bacher. The Gvir said, I can afford it, I have the money, and therefore I'd like to have the best bacher to become a chosen for my daughter. And therefore he's approaching the Rosh Yeshiva of Blazer Gordon that he should tell him which bacher, Lamaisa, is one that is the most outstanding of all the Talmidim. Looking around the Bismendrich Agav, the Gvir sees a certain bacher that seems to learn with such a bren, with a gewaldige Gecheshik. So he pointed at bacher and he asked the Rosh Yeshiva, he asked Reb Lezer Gordon, he says, who is that bacher over there? Very, very impressive bacher. And Reb Lezer Gordon said, oh, that bacher, he happens to be my Ben Yochid. He happens to be my only son. Oh, he had a gewaldig anoa that was able to be mechavim to find out, and mamish to recognize without knowing. He recognized, oh, that's Rosh Yeshiva's Ben Yochid. As he continued to look around the Beis Medrash, he sees the second bacher also very, very impressive. And he asked the Rosh Yeshiva, says, and who is this bacher? And Rosh Yeshiva said, oh, that bacher, he's my Ben Yochid. He's my Mishmai Ben Yochid. Couldn't believe it. He was Mechavim, two individual bacherim. Has no idea who they were, but merely pointing them out, he happened to be Mechavim. Each one happens to be graded Rosh Yeshiva's Ben Yochid. And then he sees a third bacher, also very impressive. And here again, he asked Rosh Yeshiva, and what about this bacher over there? And Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Lezer Gordon, said, oh, that bacher is my Ben Yochid. It turns out that the sheiches that Rosh Yeshiva had with each Talmud, that his eyes, each Talmud was mamish like it would be like his Ben Yochid. He did not treat them all in one lump sum of having many Talmidim just together, one, two, three, four. But every Talmud had a special place in his heart. Ki'ilu, he would be his only Talmud. He would give each Talmud his undivided attention and all of his koiches and all of his talent and all of his kishreinus, he would give to that Talmud, ki'ilu mamish, that is his Ben Yochid. Tzedek Adonish, to the Kohen Gaman, now that you want to be a Rebbe, you want to be a Magichir for Talmidim, make sure that you develop an ahava and a love and a kesher to each Talmud, that each Talmud would be considered to be like a Yor Ben Yochid. That is success of a Magichir, and that is the way that you're going to have atzloche. Because the more ahava that you are able to transmit, when a Talmud perceives that there is an ahava, there's a love, that the Rebbe has a care for him, that the Rebbe has an interest and a love for him, you can realize that is the single most greatest greatest feature that will allow a Talmud to be Matzliach and give him the motivation to be Matzliach. That, in fact, Rabbi said, that was what Rabban was. Each Talmud that he had, he did not take for granted. But each Talmud in his eyes was Mamish like Ben Yochid. He had many, many, Rabbi said, many, many, many Ben Yochids. It's a gewaldige loss, it's a gewaldige void, not only to his very, very choshev mishpoche, but to the entire Queens community. And furthermore, Klal Yisrael lost someone who was really in the prime of his life, would continue to grow more and more, and make tremendous contributions on the world scene and in the Torah world. Avada and Avada is appropriate here. The words again of Rameir Shapiro, Ki mide dabri boy zocher es kerenu oid. I can only remember and only mention the fact that we lost the oid. How much more he could have done, how much more he could have achieved. Rabbi Yisrael Helfen, that Klal Yisrael should be zoicheh from now on, only to your simchas in Klal Yisrael. And we ask you, Rabban, again, we make your shliach tzibur, as I mentioned, at the Levaya, to ask you to intercede at the Kisa HaKovid, Shrai Yois by the Kisa HaKovid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Rachmanis, and all of Klal Yisrael, the Mnoya Mashchis, Magefo, Moleinu, Mokalama, Beis Yisrael, to Simcha V'Nachas, Shefa, Brocha, V'Aslocha,
It's very difficult to talk about Hagaon Harav Valkin, Zecher Tzadik Vekadosh Livracha. I met Harav Valkin about 5-6 years ago. I spoke with him, Divrei Torah, I saw he was a great Talmid Chacham. And he was a leader in the Bukharis communities. He used to teach them Torah, to give shiurim, to be posek halachot. Every question they asked him, he knew the halachot of Sephardim, especially halachot of Sephardim. He used to learn from the books of the rabbis, the Sephardim rabbis. He used to follow my father, Chacham Ovadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Vekadosh Livracha. He used to follow his piskei halachot. Great Talmid Chacham. And working very hard, all the time, working for the people, not for himself. He sacrificed himself to the people, to be posek halachot. And now we lost him. When I heard what happened, I was shocked. I was crying. Big Talmid Chacham, ki mipnei hara'a ne'asaf ha'tzadik. Hashem takes the tzadikim first. The Gemara said, Masechet Bava Kama, before Hashem takes the tzadikim. So, we have now to think, first of all, what we will do without him. It will be very difficult for the Bukharis communities or all the people that he used to work for them. He used to be posek halachot, to teach them. He was a leader of the people. And now, many people will not have any address to ask questions, to know halachot. But now when we are talking about him, we are not only talking about how good he was. I want people to think what he did. Something he did, many people can do themselves. Hagaon Harav Valkin was mezakeh harabim. It means the main target at his life was to teach people, to teach Torah, to be part of the Torah. He was working for Chazak organization that under the leadership of my dear friend, Arav Ilan Meirov, Shalita. So he was part of Chazak. Chazak worked and working until now, Baruch Hashem, and they will continue for Kiruv, to bring people to Torah, to Yirat Shamayim, to bring children to Jewish schools. And all the time he was part of it. So he got big Zikuy Arabim. He had it, Baruch Hashem. We have to know when the day will come that we will go to Hashem, everyone. Be'ezrat Hashem, all of us will have long life, but the day will come. Once we will die, and we will have to go to report to Hashem what we did. According to the Mekubalim, Chovat HaLevavot also wrote it. The top mitzvah we can do, it's Dikuy HaRabim. Chovat HaLevavot says that if people would know what great is the reward of Zikuy HaRabim, people would run after it all of their life. Hagaon Rav Valkin used to do that. He was running all of his life after Zikuy HaRabim. We have to learn from him. We need Zechut. Nobody knows when he will die. Even Hagaon Rav Valkin, no one thought he will die. He was young. Suddenly, he got the virus and he died. So everyone has to think, I have to take the opportunity I have now. Torah, Yirat Shamayim, and Zikuy HaRabim, the most important thing. So we have to learn from that. Zikuy HaRabim. Especially the people that connected to the Bukhari's communities. Everyone has to think, he has family, he has neighbors, he has friends, that their children, Chas V'Shalom, they are not in Jewish school. He has to convince them to change it, to support them to do that. Anyone who can do anything to bring people to Torah, to Yirat Shamayim, to Shiurei Torah, synagogues, Torah classes, it's very, very important. This is the biggest zechut we can have for next world. And the Gaon of Valkin, he got it. Hashem took him. Usually, tzaddikim, they are kapara for all the generation. Kapara. But the kapara can be if we know how to make the kapara. An example, if someone brings kapara to Beit HaMikdash, he has to confess. He has to be better, to make decisions, to change. So Hashem took him, he kapara for all of us. Tzaddik, but he can be kapara only if we become better. The kapara will be good. If chas v'shalom, we continue the same, the kapara will be for zero, for nothing. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, all of us, we will accept to be better, to worship Hashem better, and to make Zikuy HaRabim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, soon, we will see Mashiach Tzidkenu, Geula Shlema, Tchiyat Amitim, B'mera B'Emeinu, Amen.
I want to be magdim that I'm not really to give the Ve'arocha. I'm not ready to say a hesped, as a choshev Talmud Chochem uflig like a baron, as a gvaldikim abetz toilin rosh yeshiva, rosh hakoil, but it says in the posik, hatzadik ovad ven yishom alev. There's a chiv to be meisim alev when we lose a tzadik, and in that p'china I will say a few words. Shtei tzadik ovad ven yishom alev, v'anshei chesed nesofim b'im meivin. Rebaren is gewesen, he was his whole life, I remember him as a young bocher, he was a gewaldike ilui, and every year he steigt weiter and weiter, he became a riesige Talmud Chochem, a gewaldike Mabetz Teure, a great Rosh Yeshiva. We should know that Chazal tells us the Aveda of a Talmud Chochem is the greatest tzorah for Klal Yisrael. Shet v'ovdo chochmas chachomov u'binas nevoinav tistato, and the pasuk says an halfloy v'fella, that the halfloy, the aveda, the shiva zatzal, and Mishas Rabban brings down that the greatest tragedy for Klal Yisrael is that the Boreolam takes away from us Talmud Chachomim and Gedolei Torah. The Baron was a Godel Bat Torah, and besides being a Godel Bat Torah in his own right, he was a tremendous Marbitz Torah. He was a Gvaldike, Gvaldike Marbitz Torah, Kol Yomov, many, many years, B'Mesiras Nefesh Godel Moed. Before Matan Torah, the Berlim came to Klal Yisrael, and the Berlim told Klal Yisrael, V'kidashtem hayoyim u'mocha. So the Beis HaLakim says, what is the tzibui of the Kedashtem Hayom HaMocha? Says the Beis HaLakim that the Bo'olam told the Klal Yisrael that before he gives them the Torah, there has to be a Kiddush HaNefesh. Ki yin v'kedashtem Hayom HaMocha hu Kiddush HaNefesh v'taharos ha'mimidas ha'gufnis. People have midas royis, people have midas of gufnis, gufnis dike midas, and Kedeti B'Makabal the Torah, one needs Kiddush HaNefesh. And the Boilam said that the Balti were Mitzrayim, they needed a Gevaldik Kiddush HaNefesh, V'Kiddash Dem Hayem HaMocha, to purify themselves and to have Gevaldik Midas Tovis. They weren't able to do it in 2 days, and we know that Klal Yisrael was Zeich B'Shas Matan Torah to Pocha Nishmosam. And what is the union of the Poch and the Shmosam? Says the Beis HaLakim, the Berlim was Mezachech Klal Yisrael. Kshesh Yotza Nishmosam, Mishmaya Kol Hashem, Ve'erziro Lehem Zakeh Nekiyah. Bo'oifin Shlo Tidbak Bo Shemetz Mo'oisam Hatchunas Harayis. To be able to be Mekabel the Torah, one has to be pure. His Midas have to be Midas Mu'ulas B'yoyis and Midas Tovis. The Rabbi Yonah says, Mein Decher Zayn Teure Ein Hat Teure Shichenes El Beguf Shol Mimidis Tovis. And Rabbarin, Zera Tzadik Levrocha, was one that was not only a Godel Bat Teure, but he was Mezachech his Midas. Everybody knew him for his Midas Tovis, his caring for each and every one of the people that he knew or he didn't know. He was a Merdike Yid, that he was a Meitiv. His whole life he was mated with other people. He was sensitive to other people's feelings. And he was a Yid that worked on his midas. He came from Gevaldike Schusavis, we say Zakusavis. He came from the Beisarim, was Yedua, from the Geste Gedolim, that were the Mechab of the Beisarim, made many from Choshenaren. And he was an Einikol, an Ur Einikol from a Gevaldike Gez of Talmid HaChom of Rabbonim, and he himself was a Gevaldike Bar Urien and Bar Avin. He had Gevaldike Shusavis, and he had, we say, Zakusavis, purification of the Ovis Akdoshim that he had, and he purified himself with Gevaldike Midas Tovis. The Emistike Talmud Chochem has to be Muchta with Midas Tovis. It's not Shaykh to be a Emistike Talmud Chochem without Midas Tovis. And that was Hagoyin Rabbarin. He was from the Yechide Ador. He was a Gewaldike Marbitz Torah, as we said before. He was Marbitz Torah by Mesiras Nefesh. He didn't have any day. It says in Chazal, Mesim Leilas Kayomim. Not only was a Mesim Leilas Kayomim, his only Yimodat Torah. He was a Mesim Leilas Kayomim in his Abbotzes Torah. You could come to him in the middle of the night and he would give Zuchop with Talmidim, give of himself. It wasn't easy. From Lakewood to Queens is a Vaita Mahalach, is a long Mahalach, and his Mesiras Nefesh and his Mesiras to his Talmidim was Haflev Afela. The Meshech Chochma brings in his Sefer, the Meir Simcha says that it was the Baal Meshech Chochma. He says a Gevaldike Zach in Parshas B'Chukosai. He says that this Gevaldike Madregis in Habotzes Torah, but the greatest Madregis in Habotzes Torah, he says, Misha Oise Mif'alim Lis mnei amoretz tamid rachomim. His marbetz teira among a kehila that has no shaykes to teira, that are not tamid rachomim, and he makes them tamid rachomim. Lasis anoshim tamudim. He takes people and he makes them loim de teira, loim de talmud. He says the schar of this person is godel ad kiyomu im toitzi yokem izoel kefisiyah. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah. And his schar is gewaldike schar. He says, in all of the rabbonon, they were able to see the schar was b'muchesh, of lochei motzel stakule. They could look in the quorum, they could see the schar, levad b'guhurke de rabchiyah. It says that the Gemara brings in b'metziyah, Rav Shlokish hayo mitzayim marta de rabbonon. He was mitzayin the matter of Rabbanan. He motel the matter. The Rav Chiya came to the place, the matzev of Rav Chiya, ilamimina. He couldn't find it, so he had chlish sadas. Why couldn't he find it? So, b'nei shaloylam, loypapalti b'toyr kemoisai. I was a gvaldik atamut chacham. I was mafalpul and toyr just like Rav Chiya. Came out of Bas Kirl, and the Bas Kirl said toyr kemoisai b'palto. You were mafalpul and toyr like Rav. You weren't Malbitz Teure like Rab Chiyah. Kevin Minzer Rab Chiyah, Rab Chanine for Rab Chiyah. Omalei Rab Chanine for Rab Chiyah, Bahadi Dikomansis. Imishtagach Teure Misro, Madanul Bepapule. Omalei Rab Chiyah Chanine, Bahadi Dikomansis, the of the Teure and the Shtach Misro. He was Moisel Nefesh. The Gemara speaks about the Gewaldic Mitzis Nefesh that Rab Chiyah had. He did things that were not pasik for a Tana Eliki to do. He did only to be Marbetz Torah, to bring Eden to Torah. And that was the Avoida of Rebaran Zera Tzadik Levrocha. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, not a Rosh Yeshiva of people that have a Shairis to Torah. He went to a killer that had really not so much connection, not so much Shairis to Torah. He made them Talmid Chachamim. He learned with them. He learned with them Torah. He put into them Yerushamayim. And the Gewaldike Mesiras Nefesh. But the state that the greatest form of Habotzes Torah is this, that he was Isaac in years and years, in this Mesiras Nefesh, in this Habotzes Torah. Says in the Pasuk, Yof Yefiso Mnei Yodom, Hutzach Chaim Besif Sesecho, the Pasuk in Tehillim. And the Medrash says that this pasuk is going on Avraham Avinu. Who's Yofa Fisa Ben Yodam? Says in the Medrash that Avraham Avinu is Yofa. He's more beautiful than the children of Avraham Avinu, of Adam Arishan. The children of Adam Arishan were Sheis, Kayan, Malal, Yered, Chanoich. We're talking about Shushelach, Lemach, Noich, Ubonah. We're talking about Tzadikim. Tzadikim Yisrael Olam. Of Avraham Avinu is Yofa Fisa Ben Yodam. Ilchay Rakasha, we don't measure yoifi, sheker achem vehevel ayoifi. We mess gadlus and teiru. We make measure Yerushamayim. Why is the pasuk telling us that Ramelech is saying that Avraham Avinu is yofisa bnei yodam is more beautiful? We're talking about yoifi. No, duchser the pshat is there's a yoifi in the Indian of tzelam alakim. Tzelam alakim is beautiful, but there's a greater yoifi. Bonim atem l'shem alakeichem. Klal Yisrael Abonim LaShem, the children of the Boroilam, and in every child, a child looks like his father, some more, some less, but a child looks like his father. In a Yid, we have to see the Boroilam in every Yid. There's some Yid that we see very clearly. This Yid is a Ben Lamokim, he's a son. The Boroilam is seen in him, and that was a baron. He was medam himself. There's a mitzvah of Bay Sidbok. There's a mitzvah to be doima takodesh baruch hu. Have a doima loy. Have a doima loy in all aspects. In midas toivim, in maizim toivim, in limud ha-Torah, in mesiris for others, that others should be able to learn Torah. That's have a doima loy. The mile of Avraham Avinu was that Avraham Avinu gave his life for others. Avraham Oyavi. Avraham Avinu knew the Boroilam, was Makir, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he went over Me'ir Le'ir, Medina Lemedina, with Gevaldike, Mesiras Nefesh, he went all over, to Mefarsim, the Shem Hashem. That was Avraham Avinu. Your feast of Le'odam is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Be'olam wants, we should all be Makeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Avoid of Avraham Avinu have a Doim Eloi. He was Doim Eta HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that aspect, that he gave away everything, only that we should have a Koros HaBoirei. And that was the life of Gevaldike, life of Kiddush Hashem, to Mekadosh the Be'olam in Mesilas Nefesh. He gave away his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave his life for the Torah HaKadosha. And Ebeshe should bench him, he should be that G'dolim Tzadikim Misosim Yosem HaChayayim. He has a Gevaldike Koyach, and Be'ez HaShem, the killer that he put in so much Avoida, so much Mesilas Nefesh, or Bevadei flourish, Bevadei B'matzliach. And he should be a Melech Yosha for his Choshava Rebetzin, that he has such a great chelik in everything he did, all of the great pulis, all of the gewaldike pulis of Torah, Yerushamayim, Habotzes Torah, she has a tremendous chelik in that Mesilas Nefesh, in that gewaldike Avodas Hashem, in that Kiddush Hashem. The Ebeshe should bench him, should be a Melech Yosef, his Choshev, Choshev Rebetzin, Choshev children, should go Bedarkoi, and we should be Zoichi, should be a Melech Yosef for unser Choshev Tzibur, was part of the Lakewood Gehillah, should be a Melech Yosef against Kleinsul, he loved every Yid with his whole heart, should be a Melech Yosef, and the Ebeshe should be Mesa, Bekor of Mamish, the Tzorim Eoleinu, we should be Zoichi to Yeshua Hashem, and we should be Zoichi to be a Samashiach, Bemeir of Yemeinu, Bila Amovitz Onetzach, Umoch Hashem Dima, Kol Ponem Amein V'Amein.
Barachot, Igre de Hespeide de Luyer. The reward of the Hespeide, the fruits of the Hespeide is to raise your voice. Haramat Kol, Bepchi de Hespeide. Al hachachamim v'aksherim, o meharash. Kidoma v'shabes, hochim li v'hespedoi, v'hatam ka'imna. So the Rash here, the Rosh, in Barachot, has two categories. Chachamim and Ksherim. Chacham de lav dafke kasher, ve kasher lav dafke chacham. You have both. Chachamim and Ksherim. What is this Torah, this title of kasher? My father, the Chayne Lebracha, would always say, the Gemara Rosen Brachot says, Ne'ema Brit b'melach, ונאמר ברית ביסורים, פן. מה המלח ממתק את הבשר, עושה ביסורים ממעקין עבונותיו של אדם. The salt makes the meat edible. The purpose of יסורים is also to make the person kasher. What is the lightning? Meat has liquid, juices that are poison. You have to get rid of it. So on this, you have to be maleach, you have to salt the meat in order to make it edible, to take out all the bad components. The same thing a person. B'li Musa, he has midot ra'ot. For that, Chazal made Yisurim. Yisurim refines the person and makes the person edible, available and kosher for everybody. As somebody once put it very concisely, this valley of pain that we call life, was a person that had a lot of melach le'aleinu. If he find him, he made him adam kasher. Lo rak talmid chacham, chachamim makshirim. The pain, the suffering, the neglect, the disappointment that he had. This made his Torah very unique. Lachen Chazal always tell us, chacham shemet ein lo tmura. He has no replacement. Who does have a replacement? But there's a special uniqueness and every chacham, that is irreplaceable. Aaron was a person whose Torah was very unique, very kind, very tender, very geshmak, as they say in Yiddish. And this is something that we cannot find any replacement. Ochem Libe has Padoi the Hatam Kaim, the I am there. Be inspired, the Apostle Pshat. Another Pshat, I feel we can say, the Hatam Kaim, inspire me. Whoever said it was Amorim, inspire me, give me the ability to get inspired, to get heated up, I'll be able to help you. Here, a person is restrained, a person has the shackles of Vasavadam. Lamala, when the person goes Lamala, he is unrestrained. He has the ability to help, to do things that he could not do here. V'lachem Chazal Amru, G'dolim Tzadikim B'nisasan Yoter Mibachayim. Here they're limited in a certain way. That he calls Lamala, he's unlimited, unrestrained. He can help a lot more over there than over here. And therefore you find many times yeshivot, most of people, after their dear ones departed, they had tremendous aliyah, they had tremendous Yitzhidishmai. Aaron, Evo Shatan Nimsa, Eini Satek, Shah, Abba, Ataba, Kulam Ba, Lekratcha, Lekabelotcha. They came to greet you, the things Karov, the Ba. They all came to accept you, to greet you. Over there, where you are, you have the ability to help your family, to help everybody, your wonderful wife, Yafa, your wonderful children. They all need you more than ever. Kedolim Sadikim B'mitzavah. Here you are mobile, you are restrained, shackled over there. Ata chafshi. Chazal tell us in Kohelet, Ab chokmatcha amdali. The Chazal in the Medrash and the Rambam brings it. Torah shelamadati ba'at. Torah that I learned under dire circumstances. This is the Torah that stood by. David HaMelech, who said this pasuk, was a tremendous master, as we see in Sefer Tehillim. He learned in the middle of the night, all night. Wherever he went, he learned. In Malachim, wherever he was. Anytime and anywhere, David HaMelech learned. However, David HaMelech states, Shlomo HaMelech, Ad Chochmatcha Amdali Kohelet. This is the Torah that stood by for me. When a person learns out of Yisurim, out of Tzah, out of frustration, out of disappointment, out of social neglect, this Torah or Omedet Lo has the ability to bring him to places where another Torah is. Habe Yisurim Tzavach Ta'on, Habe, Habe, V'lamadze Tamid in Chiyuch, with a smile, with a good kite, with a Yishma kite, you are irreplaceable. And we ask of you, over there, Baruch Shemayim Mimal, do what you were not able to do here. Bring bracha, shiduchim, panasa, gutzkeit, for your family, for your kehilah, and we will never forget you, Aaron. Never, never. You are a dugma of a classic combination of chacham, bal midot, v'adam kasher, a guter mensch, Avita mensch, a geschmacka mensch. In Yiddish, it means a good person, a tender person, a very sincere and a very dear person. The years that we spent together are unforgettable. The years that we saw what Torah makes for a person. And we ask you to be Mitzparel Sham Sham. When I was singing Shema and Ma, and my mother came to be Menachem, and he once sat down next to me and he said a few words of comfort which I want to apply here. He said the following, HaMakom Yenachem Etchem. Why do we use that word, that terminology, HaMakom? So Chacham Ovadia said, when you see where the Neshama is now in Gan Eden, that is the Nechama. HaMakom, Ata Roe Efo She HaMakom Shel HaNeshama. I say the same by you, Aaron. Here, it wasn't easy. But where you are, you're safe, you're relaxed, you're sound, you're comfortable. המקום שאתה נמצא שם, זה המלחמה שלנו. Finally, you came to a place where you have peace of mind, the Eibushter should be mezakeh, the rest of the family, to have bracha, yeshua, ונחמה, and my entire rapport with the meishter, אני מסר לך באור, I carry your burden. It's כמעט a burden unprecedented. But I want you to know that the whole time we're always, always part, Esther and Meisha, part of the family, and we are menachem you, Adar, King, such a son, one in a million, you were zeichet to bring to the world and to develop such a Talmid Chacham, such an example, such a dugma of Torah, Midot and Yirat Shemayim, המקום ינחם אתכם,
It is so hard to speak about Hagaon HaTzadik, Rabbi Aaron Wolkin, Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha, who passed away and went up to heaven in such a stormy way, in the middle of this pandemic situation that's washing the world in the past couple months. Gaon Baron Wolkin came from a very chashuv family. His great-grandfather was a great posek, well accepted by the greatest rabbanim of his generation and the rabbanim that came after. Also Maran, Rabbeinu Avadei Yosef Alav HaShalom, is quoting from Gaon Zekan Aharon tens of times throughout Yabia Omer. I had the zchut to know Baron and his father, She'arich Yemim Batov, Gaon Rabbi Moshe Wolkin, was a member in the Bedin in Queens. I had the privilege to meet and get to know his uncle, Gaon Rabbi Chaim Wolkin, Mashgiach and Yeshivat Ateret Israel in Yerushalayim. Very chashuv family. But Reb Aaron himself, he was a special man, a great man, Adam Gadol. He was a great Tamid Chacham. He served as a Rosh Yeshiva in Queens for many, many years. And his inspiration and his Torah was growing so much in Queens. He had Talmidim. He had students that they became themselves great Talmidei Chachamim. Today they're serving as rabbis and leaders in the community, in the Bukharan community, in Queens and other places. I had the zechut to learn with some of them. And I saw the level of learning. The Baron was such a special Rosh Yeshiva that brought his Talmidim to a very high level of learning, very high level of understanding. And Baruch Hashem, today they're serving the community, the Bukharan community, and uplifting the community. His words of Torah is continuing in the community through his Talmidim. Ahavat Israel of Hagaon HaTzadik Rabbi Aaron Wolkin was a remarkable, unbelievable ahava, love to every fellow Jew. The handshake of Rabbi Aaron, if you got a handshake from Rabbi Aaron, you felt the love, you felt the warmth. His heart was a fire of love to every fellow Jew. Always had the sweetest words of encouragement, complimenting everyone, uplifting everyone, inspiring everyone around him. Not only his Talmidim that he was teaching every day, but also every person who got in contact with him. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, teaching Talmidim and making them Talmidei Chachamim, but also he was a great Mezakeh Rabbim. He gathered around him tens of Baalei Batim, great business people, who are very successful business people. But with his sweetness, with his Kedusha, with his purity, with his love to Torah, and love to every Jew, he managed to gather such large group of people around him to teach them Torah. A few hours every day. Those Baalei Batim, they could have just gone to work like everyone else early in the morning. But they were spending a few hours every day, from early in the morning till noontime, learning with Rabbi Aaron. And Rabbi Aaron knew how to suit the level of learning to each crowd. When he was learning with the Baalei Batim, Behinat Vayered Moshe min Ahar El Ha'am, he was talking to their level, suiting the Divrei Torah, making it sweet and delicious in their mouth. Ta'amur u'kitov Hashem. When he was teaching the Avrechim, when he was teaching the Talmidim in Yeshiva, he was uplifting the level of learning to a very high level, to give them high skills of learning. I had the zchut to get to know Abaron in the past few years. And I was very inspired by his knowledge of Torah, by his Ahavat Israel, by his Havivut to every person. But also, I was inspired by his Anava, his humbleness, his Kavod to Talmidei Chachamim. We went together to visit, to meet with some Gedolei Israel, like a Gaon, Rabbi David Feinstein, the son of Baal Egrot Moshe, Baal Moshe Feinstein, Zechat Tzadik Levacha. We met with Gaon Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Philadelphia. We met with the Satmar Rebbe in Williamsburg, with the Satmar Rebbe in Molo. We met with Gaon Rabbi Israel Haufenes, Baal Israel Vazmanim, Baal Nishmat Shabbat, and a few other Gedolim. And to see him, the way he spoke to this Gedolei Israel, the anava that he had, the hand that he had, the words that he used to speak with this Gedolei Israel, it was really inspiring. But also, I realized the special yahas, the special kavod, the special respect that Gedolei Israel had toward him. Not only as a son, Benam Shel Kedoshim, as a son of great, great Rabbanim, but also as a Tamid Chacham himself, as a great Rosh Yeshiva himself, as a great leader, which Reb Aaron was really a great leader. He knew how to carry on his shoulder the community, how to lead and how to inspire the people, and especially for Irgun Hazak. Irgun Hazak, which is one of the greatest Kiruv organizations in the United States of America, was led by Agon Rebaron Volkin. He was one of the leaders of this organization. He was sitting in the head of the organization, and his advisors, his good Aitza, his directions, his guidance brought the organization to such a fruitful and successful result. And Baruch Hashem, we can say, working together on the same project, we have saved hundreds of children from Shmad, totally Shmad, and brought them back to Judaism. Rebbe Nagon HaTzadik, Rebbe Aaron Volkin, sacrificed his life and his quality time with his family for the Bukharan community. He was leaving his family every day, traveling from Lakewood to Queens to teach the Baalei Batim, to teach the Talmidei Chachamim, to serve as a Rosh Yeshiva, as a Rosh Kolel. In the past couple of years, they rented an apartment for him in Queens. He used to leave his family on Sunday or Monday morning and go back only for Shabbat, Thursday evening or Friday morning. The last time we have met, that was the Sunday before Purim. Usually on Sunday he was not in Queens. We had a special event, giving a smicha for some of the Avrechim that did a nice portion of the Yanut. So we asked for Mabalan to join us to this program, to be Mechabed Ma'amad. And he said, for Kod HaTorah, for this encouragement for this Avrichim. He came a day earlier, so he left his family on a Sunday also, just to come and to give from his wisdom and from his kavod to the Ma'amad. Sacrificed so much for the Bukhayim community. He adopted the Bukhayim community like they were his own family. And we can see the results. Years of hard work, years of teaching Torah. Baruch Hashem, so many Tamidei Chachamim came from his investment, teaching them Torah. I think the Bukhayim community should adopt his family today. He left behind him his wife and a large family, some of little kids with him. I think the Bukhayim community should adopt his family and do as much as possible to help them. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Hagaon Tzadik, Baron Volkin, is going to stand up in Shamayim in front of Kisei HaKavod, in front of Hashem, and pray, daven for his family, pray for the Bukhayim community. He went up as a Shaliach Tzibur to Shamayim, as a Korban Tzibur. Gedolah Petziratan Shel Tzadikim Yoter Misrifat Bet Elokeinu. There is no doubt that he stands in Shamayim and prays for Am Yisrael, prays for Klal Yisrael. Yei Ratzon Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yomar Dai Letzarotenu Ve'yivatel Gezerot Kashot Ra'ot Me'alenu. Avinu Shebashamayim Kera Ra'a Gezer Dinenu. Avinu Shebashamayim Kale Dever Ve'Herev Ve'Ra'a Ve'Ra'a Ve'Shvi Uviza Ve'Shchit Magifa Ve'Tzara Ve'Cholaim Ra'im Be'Nevi Ritecha. Avinu Malkenu Shelah Hafa'a Shema L'Chol Ha'amecha. יהי רצון שהקדוש ברוך הוא יחיש לגאולנו, ואתה ברחמך הרבים תחפוץ בנו ותרצנו, ותחזינה עינינו בשובך לציון ברחמים, במהרה בימינו, אמן ואמן.
I had a conversation yesterday with one of the people, שמימייך יומם, that was very close to him, and he knew his Seder היום and Seder הלילה, which is an unbelievable way of living a life, and he wasn't healthy. He had medical inyonim. He was a cholosh many years, and he ran such a seder hayoim and seder halayla. That's not shayach to understand how a person in his matzah was able to do that. That was keiches haneshama. It wasn't keiches haguf. The keich van avos hatorah and avos yisroel. And his achayis, Rabot Satoire, he didn't sleep at night. He would send in his shiurim, b'ksav. They would get it, receive it, by email or by fax. 3-4 in the morning, that's when they received his chidush Torah. There was mechadish every day and every night, that he was horavid, he was yogeya, yom of a laila for many, many years. And I could say kol yom of, I remember him as a young bocher. He was mechaber sefer as a young bocher. He was omol nyogeya b'toyre kol yomov yom omdal daitoy kemezogin. He left his house in the morning. He had to be dam shachis in Queens, 7 o'clock, I believe. He must have left 4:35 in the morning, without sleeping. He drove to Queens to be ma'abetz toyre. He would daven 7 o'clock in the morning, and the Talmidim that didn't show up for davening, he would call them by phone after davening and leave them messages. I heard he left the brochas, he said the brochas on the phone to ma'ir them, to daven brochas, to say it with kavona. And myself, I'm a ma'abetz Torah many years, I never ever dawned on me that if shayach such a mesirus nefesh, such as kashrus and a mesirus to Talmidim and the achayis of Talmidim. He would say shurim, 3 or 4 shurim a day. That was koilel, the bochrim, the taira bochrim, yungalite, koilel yungalite, balabatim. And the last few months, since the last year mashas, he started saying a dafayomishir, and he had 100 people every day, every morning, or every whenever it was for the Daf Hayomi. Such a broad hasoga of Habotza HaTorah. And he was a manig of thousands of people, thousands of mishpachas, that he was considered their Rosh Hashiva. They called him the Rosh Hashiva. He had Ashpoya, and he was Mechazik. Thousands of Yidden. A Helige Chelik of Klal Yisroel, Bukharim, Bukhara Sheyidden. That's a Helige Choshev Chelik of Klal Yisroel. That he was considered their Rosh Hashiva. Besides the other manhigim that they, Rosh Gesund, Shlita, the Rav Roshi of them, Shlita, and the other Mashpiyim, but he was called the Rosh Hashiva. He was their Rosh Hashiva. I had a conversation yesterday afternoon with Hagoyin Rav Malkiel Kotel Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva's Medrash Gevoya, who I think is familiar with the whole Olam HaTorah in America. I think McKenna Zogan, I'm allowed to say that. We can say that. And he knows thousands and thousands of Yungalite, Abnei Torah, Tamid Chachomim, Mabitzei Torah. And he said to me these words, Reb Baron was a Gevaldike Yid. That means that in his experience of Abnei Torah, he stands out. He stands out in his Midas, in his Avos HaTorah, and his Yerushalayim, and his Taira. He had a certain purity that stood out, by him, stood out. He was doyeg, he worried for his Talmidim, these thousands of Talmidim that he had, that looked up to him. He worried for them, not only in their Ruchnias, but also in their Gashmias. I heard yesterday from this person that gave me the information of his Seder HaChaim, that very close to his Ptira, when Nebuch, he collapsed. Nebuch. And he left us very close, that few hours before, or maybe even closer, he was busy raising money for the Yungalite that should have a Yontif, Mor Bachova. Unbelievable. He's Ligon HaLerner, Ligon HaChesed, and Habotza HaTorah. I want to say about Alshich in Tillim. Rosh Alshich, take a couple of moments. How he talks about Chidushi Teire. He was Mechadish Teire, Kol Yomov, Mechadish Teire. Besides, he was Yegeba Teire, he was Mechadish Teire. I want to read over a few lines from the Alshich HaKodesh and Tillim. Bu, Ki Kol Tamot Chochem, Ayidei Netiyas Nafshei, Bishar Shei HaTeire, B'mashu Oisig Bo Yom V'Layla. He's planting, and he's Mashrish, his Neshama, his nefesh, in the Torah. What is that similar to? Kimashke es nafshoi lahoitzi peiris. That's watering his neshama, his nefesh, to be able to grow, to give out peiris. Like a mashke ilon. And what are these peiris, what are these sweet peiris that comes out from this netiyah, from this hashkoyah, being mashke maim through the egiyah? What comes out? What are the pairs that come out? Hein mashem echadish chidushim b'teira. Kol nefesh v'nefesh v'fiyem es yachis eilu. Every nefesh is mechadish teira that has a sheiches, the sheirish aneshoma. Baal kein kel deyos Hashem. The Rebbein is shloilem. Chilig b'chol doir v'doir haneshoma s'aruish l'chadish b'chol doir l'fi tzorech ha-doir. The Eibishter that sends down the neshomas in each doir with a gevaldige cheshbon. Which nesham is, which Torah is needed for the Torah, the Torah HaDor. The Bukhara Sheyidin needed his Torah, needed his Chidush HaTorah. And the Eber sent him down with this Achayis, to Mechadish Torah, to Yimabes Torah, to this Chelik Choshev of Klal Yisroel. I don't even mark any longer. I just want to say a little bit of chizik to the family, to the Mishpacha. It's Choshev Rebetzin, the Taira, wonderful children. I must say, they had a little bit shaykhis in this Indian, to Masada, this Hesped, or Roshe, with his son, Pinchas, Zayin Gesund. Such a yoker. The Rebbe says, I'm not so familiar with the children. I attended all the bar mitzvahs, I believe, Baruch Hashem, because of the closeness that I had nitzel lange Jahren mit his gewaltige Roshiva Rabaren Zecher Tzadok Levroche. But he came across on the phone, we don't meet people now, the Ebishl Helfen, but he came across on the phone, my dealing with him, with such edelkeit, with such chshivas, with such a taira, such a wonderful, wonderful bocher. And I hear from the close people that are close to me and were close, that all of them, all the children, are very, very special. All the children are very, very, very special. And as Rebbetzin, that stood to his side and was able to live with these conditions. Two nights a week he wasn't home, he stayed in Queens. And Yom HaValayla to be Oduk and Mekushin the Torah and the Abotza Torah and Achayis with Talmidim. That's without her he couldn't have done it. He was a soft person and a kind person. If his wife would be Seivel, wouldn't be able to handle it, he wouldn't be able to do it. Mitchunas Nafshei HaTorah, he wouldn't be able to do it. She gave him the courage and she gave him the Achavas Hadas to be able to lead such a life with a Guf Cholosh. I want to give a bracha. The Eib should give her koich to be mamshich, the chinuch abonim, al the derech that he wanted. She was a shutif, and she remains a shutif, and she has to do his chelik also. Hagam is going to do his chelik. What he couldn't do over here, he's going to do over there. He's going to be mesader over there, shatir shmaya, in shiduchim, in atzloche, begashmis, uberuchnias. I want to also mention his wonderful parents, his father and mother, thank you so much. The Eib should give them koyach to live through this gvaldig aveda, and his father should be able to, Ramoshe Shlita, should be able to mamshich his avodas Hashem, that never stops learning. And I mentioned this about Levaya, and I mentioned to him when I was nachemovel him, when he sat down shibi after yontiv, he didn't tell him, they were watching him, watching his koyches, his gezunt, and I spoke to him that he should be mamshich his teire lishma, and he holds up the world with his teire. He should be mamshir, the Eib should give him koyach, and we should be zoyche to Yeshua Gedoyla. The Eib should be chaylitz us from this meitzah, from this tzara, and this tzara we should see siyata neshmaya, that the yeshiva should open, and we should all go back to the Torah of Avoida. And it should be a melech yoshe for his mishpacha, for all of us, and we should be zoyche to the gula shleim b'mehem yimeinu amei.
Hagoyen Rav Aaron Wolkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. There are many, many things about the great Tzadik. He was Rosh Yeshiva. He was Rav. He was Paisek. He was Mashkiach. He was Mashpia. He was many, many things. But there is something that was outstanding that he was singular in. It's a Pasuk in Koheles. Chachmas Adam Toyer Ponov. It is the man's wisdom that shines, that lights up his face. Wherever he went, wherever he learned, wherever he had a position, it was the shine of his face, it was the presence, it was the hadras panim that shined to everyone, that everyone was uplifted by, encouraged by, inspired by. That shine, all of us so miss. That created a vacuum in this world. When we heard of the Ptira, some of the Talmidim of the great Rav Volkin called me, and they were looking for Nechama. They didn't have a place for themselves. Some of the members of the Shul of Rav Volkin called me. Some of his friends called me. They had no Eitzah. They couldn't believe it. That great Tzaddik is no longer here with us in this world. As we know, of course, when a tzaddik leaves this world, Chochem Shemes, it tells us in the Gemara in Shabbos, Hakol Kerayvov, everybody is his relative. Rabbi Yoshua of Kutno asks a question, what does it mean everybody is his relative? A person has only so many relatives. Rabbi Yoshua of Kutno says that when a tzaddik leaves this world, everyone wants to prove that they had shaychus, that they were close. Oh, I was closest with the Rav. I was closest with the Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, no, I knew him. We knew each other. We're very close together. Everyone tries to say how close they were. I will say by Rav Volkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, it was all true. no matter who wants to say that they were close to him. It's true, because he shared that with everybody. He shared it with his Talmidim. He shared it with Talmidus. He shared it with Kroivim. He shared it with a person that walked into the Beis Medrash for the very first time. He shared it with his Choshev and Mishpacha. Each and every member, they felt his closeness. So if you want to know Hakol Kiroivim, it's true, Chazal say the exact words that are precise by Rav Volkin. It's interesting, the great Goyin, Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, said, there are two lakes in Eretz Yisrael, two waterways, the Kinneret and the Yam HaMelech. The Kinneret is fresh. It's full of life in those waters. The Yam HaMelech is a salt lake. It has absolutely no life whatsoever. Says Reb Simcha, the Kinneret is a life-giving lake. It takes in water, it gives out water. However, the Yam HaMelech only takes in water. Reb Simcha says in life, there are the nemers and there are the gebers. There are the takers and there are the givers. Rav Volkin was a giver. He was a geber. And he never stopped giving his entire life, no matter where he was, no matter which olam he was involved in. He was always giving and giving and giving ad klois hanefesh until he possibly couldn't give anymore and he had to take a rest. The great tzaddik was such an onov that I think you and I'll be honest with you, I don't think we really realized who he was. The level that he was on because of his deep humility. Vanovim Yirshu Aretz. The humble should inherit the earth. The world was his because of his humility. We learn in the future, in Tchias HaMesim, that it will be in the Seder of the Aleph Beis. But those who are the Anovim, those that are humble, those that are blessed with humility, they will be first. They will be the ones that will jump the line and will be the first at Tchias HaMesim. And indeed, we learn that the people that have anivus, they save the world. I want to tell you, the first time I came into the Beis Medrash, I was zoichet to be there on Shabbos, together with the great Rav. When I walked in, he recognized me. I don't know from where. Immediately he stood up, he hugged me. I didn't know him yet, and he hugged me. That's the Iskarvis. That's the closest he had to any Yid. He brought me up to the front of the shul, and he sat me down right next to the Aron Kodesh. Then I figured out that that was his seat in shul. I jumped up, and I said, Rebbe, this is your seat. I can't sit there. And he argued with me. He mamish argued with me that I should sit in his seat. Finally, I won, and I sat two seats down on a regular chair. The anivus of Rav Volkin to give to somebody that walks in the Beis Medrash and says, here, please sit in my seat. Honor he ran away from. Abayreach min hakovod. He couldn't care less. He ran from it. How we didn't realize. If we would have realized, we would have put him on a chair and carried him in the air. We would have realized the tzaddik and the goyin, and the unbelievable goyin and chesed, how he loved everybody. We would realize the entire world should take an example from Rav Volkin. How unbelievable it is that the Torah was everything to him. Lulei soirascho shashuai ozavarati be'onyi. If the Torah was not my chief delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Rav Volkin, he went in this world. He always had a sefer together with him. He never, ever let it go. I remember when I came into the Chazak dinner, how wonderful it was. What a celebration of Torah. What a great celebration it was of bringing people closer, l'avim shabashamayim, to their Father in heaven. When Rav Volkin saw me, he jumped up from the table. He grabbed me and he sat me down next to him. But the entire time, while people ate, the appetizer, the main course of dessert. I can tell you what Rav Volkin did. He had a sefer. In every few minutes, he would get excited about something. He would bend over to me and want to talk and discuss a point in that sefer. That was the greatness of Rav Volkin. He was shakua in the Yama Talmud. He was completely immersed in Torah. It didn't matter whether it was a child. It didn't matter whether it was his chavrusa. It didn't matter who it was. Anybody that would be interested in learning, he gave himself over. That was his chius. That was his life. That was what gave him every second. It was the ruach. It was that spirit that kept him all the years. How difficult it is for us to understand that this great individual, the individual that had such a great love for Torah, I'll never forget, I was at the Deir Shusium, and at the Deir Shusium, Rav Volkin was all the way at the other side of the dais, and I was sitting on the opposite side. As soon as I saw him, I ran over to him, and I begged him to please come and sit next to me. And he did. I never saw somebody so happy. Everyone was happy. Everyone rejoiced that night. But Rav Volkin was dancing and he's singing. He had a smile that was perpetual the whole night because it was a celebration of Torah. Torah in such great amelus. That defined great Rav Volkin, the amelus in Torah. And he never stopped the entire evening until he had to go. And when he went, he apologized to me that he can't stay, but he has to go home. What an individual. What a cheshek for Torah. What a cheshek for Avodah. If you would ever see him in the middle of davening, even a Pesukei DeZimra, if you would see him by Pesukei DeZimra when most of us are just warming up, if you would hear him sing, you would hear him scream out. You would hear Avodas HaKodesh on the highest level, the level that you and I will strive for, the level that you and I work a whole lifetime in order to get to. And it's unreal. Once I know that Torah Anytime carried a specific shir of the great Rav Volkin, and it was particularly instructional to other Rabbonim. Torah Anytime broadcast that throughout the entire world. Many, many people came over to me and they said that they heard the shir. They knew that I knew him. They knew that we had a kesha together. How unbelievable it is that the words of the Rav permeated and went through so many people, touched their heart, touched their mind, and changed them for the better. It's very difficult. Matzdikei harabim. Is a pasuk in Daniel. Those that give merit, those that teach righteousness to the multitudes, to the rabbim, they're like stars forever in heaven. And they ask the question, why are they like stars? Why stars? Why not like malochim? Why not doime for other things? Why stars? My great Rebbe Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said, if you take a little child out at night, and you show the child a star up in the heaven, and you say to the child, could you tell me how big is the star? The child will say, well, it's about as big as my hand. In truth, that star could be bigger than the planet that we live on, but we can't assess it. So too, says Rav Simcha, an Adam Gadol, we think he was this great, or that great. But in truth, he was greater than the world that we live on. We can't assess it. We don't even know it. It is beyond our ability to assess the greatness of an Adam Gadol. The great Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, Rabbi Yeshua Leib, famous for all of his work, he and the Rebbetzin, with all the people that were Yesoimim, orphans in the world. In his house, he took in a little girl, a Yesoima, a precious, precious orphan. One time it was, after the Rebbetzin gave her a bath, that the Rebbetzin was drying her hair. And when she was finished, the girl was crying. And Rabbi Yeshua Leib was upset. How can you see a little girl crying? So Rabbi Yeshua Leib went over to her and said, maybe, is it possible the Rebbetzin was drying your hair and it was a little too rough? The girl said, no, no, Rebbe. The Rebbetzin dries my hair even softer and gentler than my own mother used to do. But there is one thing. When my mother used to finish drying my hair, she would bend over and give me a little kiss on my head. And that kiss, I miss greatly. Out of all the things in the world, out of all the things that Rav Volkan stood for and that we will miss, all the Torah, all the guidance, all the friendship, everything in the world, I will tell you what we're going to miss the most. That gentle kiss from such a giant, from an Adam Gadol. Tei Zichro Baruch.
What is the greatest rule of the Torah? The number one rule in the Torah is V'yahavta L'reyecha Kameicha. Zeh Klal Gadol means there's got to be a Klal Katan. And what is the Klal Katan? Kedoshim to you.
What made the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal so unique was the fact that he was not only a tremendous, tremendous Tamid Chacham and a person with a heart that truly cared for every single person that he came across.
Rebbe was a real Tamid Chacham, a real Gaon, a real Yid.
Always looking to help people, always with a smile, always positive.
But his smile, his love for every single Jew is something that I've never seen before in my life.
I wish you all!
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Rebbe cared about every single Yid as if they were his own child.
My Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Wolkin Zatzal, had such a mastery over so much of the Torah.
Our Rebbe's Yediyot BaTorah was so vast. There was no topic in Kol HaTorah Kula that was too big or too small. He knew everything. What a great Talmid Chacham.
Our Rebbe was a tremendous Harif, and his Harifut would be appreciated in the greatest of yeshivot.
My Rebbe, Rav Aaron Wolkin Zatzal, was not a Kohen, but he was definitely an Aharon. He resembled the quality of Aharon HaKohen, who was Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom.
There's no soldier like the Jewish soldier. I may add, because there's no heart like the Jewish heart. And there's nothing like Yisrael, Mikancho Yisrael, Koi Echot. We are one nation, Baretz.
He was always, always positive and happy to teach us.
Anything he taught, Chumash, Gemara, Halachot, I just want to hear more of it and more of it and more of it.
To stay the whole week in Queens while his family was in Lakewood showed us what real Mesirut Nefesh was.
He taught me how to learn, and most importantly, to love learning.
Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.
And what Torah transforms a person to be an Adam HaShalem, an Adam, and a mensch.
He wouldn't stop, he would continue, and he would tell us, you gotta continue, you have to be Marbitze Torah.
My Rebbe, he had real Ahavat Yisrael. In front of the Torah, he used to cry. He used to cry on behalf of Klal Yisrael.
He felt for others deeply, so much so that he would literally cry with you.
He needs to not only think of himself, but he needs to think of the Klal, and even the rest of the world Goyim as well.
That's what made Rebbe so unique and so different than the rest.
How much we all changed ever since we met the Rav.
And that's all thanks to Rabbi Walken.
Thank you, Rabbi.
The way he taught me to look at the good of every single person will stay with me forever.
And I can say he changed my life for the good.
And this is the kind of person that we had the schutz to have in our lives. Somebody that just kept on giving to us and giving to us and giving to us.
Sad that that he left us too soon.
I will definitely miss him.
We should keep on carrying his name on and making him proud.
He is one that will forever be with me. I love you, Rebbe. We miss you. Be in our hearts and our memories.
Rav Aharon Walkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
And we long to see you, Bezat Hashem, soon, when Mashiach comes.
To Yedid Nefesh, Adam Choshev, Ish Chai Rav Paolim, Alebedikin, person, a man of many actions, many things, Rav Rabaran, Valken Zechatarek Levrocha, he stands somewhat with trepidation, as much as it's a maimed, the Kvayda Shalmeis, the Chuvud is a Chisorin. We're not all together, it's not an Asifa, we're not together in one place to be Mechabid, the Kavad Achron to the Snifter. It's Choshev and Nifter. feeling we have is that somewhat's lacking the Kavod HaMeis. And Emerson, this entire Magefa was guarding Chisroinus and Kavod HaMeis. What gives us some sense of Tanchumen is the words of the Shevet Musar in the Sefer Chut Shel Chesed in Parshas Matos. He tells us on the Pasuk where it says, Vatiya Magefa Badas Hashem. It says, Vatiya Magefa Badas Hashem after a Magefa, because of what a Magefa causes a certain Richuk, a sense of contamination, people stay away from the Niftorim after the Magefa. That in and of itself is a Dvar Kapura. It makes Badas Hashem, there's a certain Iskarvus that a person Nifter of a Magefa gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Shevet Musar. Here also I feel, insofar that it's somewhat a chisor and somewhat a lessening of the Kvod HaMeis in this asifa, this strange asifa, the Shevilis Chusay, not Fakert. Interestingly enough, the Zayd of the Nifter, the Bar Valkin, the Beisaren, had a number of aspedim that he said for people Niftorim, and it's printed in the Sefer Metzach Aharoim. And there he has a hesped, he says about a Yid, Reblade Mikelim, who was Nebuch Nifter, Tofresh Nun Dalid, from the cholera outbreak, and he speaks about the Misa that comes from a Magefa. And he tells us in the Santa Shaila, the Gemara tells us, Omer Abishu Balevi, Lo Nivru Ra'omim, Elo Lifshoit, Akmumi Yishabalev, the Tachos of Ra'omim, the clap of thunder was created to be pushed, to straighten out the krunkait that lies in the person's heart, to Shanema, Valkim Asa Sheirim Elofonov. In the Santa, to be mizboinin on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends certain things that tells us a message to be mesalik daramumius and akmumius shabalev. He asks the shayla, he says, Havi shluchei lamokai. There's a lot of shluchei derachmona that could do the same thing, give us the message. Many mazikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Be they nechoshim srofim v'akravim, be they dubim v'aroyois. There are many different types of mazikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get us scared as well. He goes and he says an interesting distinction, and he says, when it comes to other mazikin, it happens and it's over. Not much time beforehand, not much time afterwards. It's there, it's shocking, b'shas maisa, but it's not something that gives us much of a warning. He says, Ra'omim comes with ominous clouds. There's a storm brewing. It's dark. Choshech olam va'arofel. A lot of things seem scary. There's threatening weather. And then the clap of thunder comes and does the hezek that it does. Says he, Armumi Yeshevalev, the Akmumi Yeshevalev needs the fact that there's a massive kloli. He goes and explains that Magefa, such as the cholera at the time, or we speak about now the coronavirus, Rachmanu Litzlan, is something which we say, it's there as a massive. It instills fear, we dread it. A sense of panic ensues. That's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, listen to me. That's what I'm trying to send you, that's the message I want to tell you. Be oiker, the Akmumi Yeshevalev. He says, the Magefa is that. At times, though, in such a matzav of choshech onan va'arofel, to have the loss of someone who was such a beacon of light, Avraham was pushed a ray of light. I met him many times. Our families were close, Baruch Hashem. I was close to the Kamenetskis. We felt close to the Valkans, Bechlolius. We would talk. We'd sit down in Favreng. We met at Simchas and other places. Always with a smile. Always with a positive outlook. Never with a negative word. He was machshev etzelem aloiki. And anyone he met walked away feeling a sense of embrace. He took him into his life. How many people changed their lives, Pasha, with a chance encounter at Baron? He never judged. He understood that the Tzela Maloiki stood the Maile. Not one negative word was heard from his mouth. A good word, a word from Chizuk. He was always mechazik others. He exuded Chizuk for others. Thus, even the Metzia Zayner. We lose in this dark matziv, in the matziv of Choshech Onan Va'arofel, to have this beacon of light that gives us the ma'at min ha'or, the chahabim min ha'choshech, to lose this too is another zetz, another clap. The Sant, Rabbaran Valkin, the Seif, and the Metzachar, that same hesped, shtelzach, another shtel. Chazal tell us, Talmud Chochem Shemes, ein onu moitzim t'murasoi. Talmud Chochem Shemes, ein onu moitzim t'murasoi. And he says, in Chazal you find terminology, sometimes Chochem, sometimes Talmud Chochem. And he asks, why here were Chazal Madgish, the fact, Talmud Chochem Shemes, wouldn't Chochem been sufficient? Chochem Shemes. Chochem Shemes, ein onu moitzim t'murasei. And furthermore, says he, ein onu moitzim t'murasei, we do not find this t'mura. What is that supposed to mean? Could have said, Talmud Chochem, or Chochem Shemes, ein loy t'mura. There's no exchange to Chochem Shemes. Says Rabbi Aaron, And it says the Baran, the Sefer, the Beis Aaron, Sokter Azay. There are two types of Talmid Chachomim. There's the Chacham, where the Talmud isn't the appellation that he has, because he's a person who does not Mekabel Moris Me'achrini. He has a position, a Choshev, a Rav of a city. Rav of a city, at that point, we call him a Chacham. The Talmud Chacham seems to connote something which is called Kabbalah Smorus. Here in the city, it's Asrei Damar. He's the Rav of that city. He's the Chacham. There's another Talmud Chacham that doesn't have that type of position. That's a Talmud Chacham. It's the person, it's the person, it's not the position that defines him. He's the person, he's a Talmud Chacham in growth mode, always looking for more, always living for more. That's a Talmud Chacham. Says the Beis Aaron, Chacham Shameis, if it's a Chacham, where it's Asrei Demar, he has a Gevissa Maimid, the Maimid warrants a replacement, and the Maimid will get a replacement. He says, Chacham Shameis, we can find Tmurasei. It's going to happen, it has to happen. It'll have mitzad the maimed itself that needs to happen. Talmud Chacham Shameis, the individual, the unique individual, that personality for who he is, if he's not there, it's not the maimed that defines him. And Baran Zecher Tzadik Livracha was a person, no maimed defined him. Ashul, Chevre, Kiruv, Shiurim, Chazak, Alamin Azachin, but that wasn't what defined him. He was that Talmud Chacham. Like I said before, the Ish Chai Rav Pa'olim, Alebedike, the personality, the persona, was always there, the Shmeichel, that Lichtige Kuk. Whenever we met, it was Divrei Torah that I said, it was always Eisen Peiris. I walked away, Ibige Chazet Ishmuz, Azeifel Gezok, Azeifel Divrei Chizuk, and the Divrei Torah. He lived with it. That's what defined who he was. He was a Talmud Chochem. So, the Chochem Shemeis, Lefa'amim, Moitzim Tmur Asai. Talmud Chacham Shameis, Einonu Motzim Tmurasei. What's the Einonu? It says it's pertaining to ourselves. Chacham Shameis, Yesh Le Tmura. The Maimed will have to have something in its place. Talmud Chacham Shameis, Einonu Motzim Tmurasei. We, that had so much from him. He left such an effect on us. The Chevra, he was Mekarev, he was Mechazik. The Mishpach, he leaves behind. The community that he was in. He'd Westgate and onwards. The Shul that he built. The matzovim that he made ain't onu moitzim tmurasei. Because look, you won't find that tmura, that beacon of light, that ish chai rov pa'olim is difficult to find. He lived with that. It's something that he leaves behind to us. The legacy is still there. We have the achrayis to hold on to it. Pasuk says, the famous pasuk oft quoted, the end of Ha'espi, the Mila Hashem, Elikim, Ubila Mavas Nanetzach, Umach Hashem, Elikim Demim Akoponim, V'cherpas ama yosim me'al kol ha'oretz ki Hashem diber. This is the pasuk in Yeshayahu Anovi. He says this pasuk. Bila amobas l'netzach etze tefila. U'moch Hashem l'kim dimim al koponim es vaytere tefila. V'cherpas ama yosim me'al kol ha'oretz al gebeten. Ki Hashem diber, because it's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. Rabbi Yisai. We're living at the point of Ra'omim. It's a speech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. It's a matzev. We're being spoken to. Of course, Yada Zetz is a Me'oirer. Of a massive clothing, like the Beis Aaron writes, Re'omim, Choshech, Onon, Va'arofel, Ki Hashem Dibra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ret. When I read, we have to see to be mechazik ourselves and try our best to be mafshit, to be poshit, to straighten out the akmumi shebelibeinu, to take away the krumkeiten, to understand gladkeiten, to live the life that he himself lived, to be machshev etzelem aloiki. Always the positive word. Always the Dvar Torah of the mouth, always the Dvar Tefillah, Dvar Avodah, Dvar Aliyah, Dvar Chizuk, to help others. Indeed, Amir Hashem, if we have that kind of matziv, and we're zoichet to hear the Ki Hashem Diber, we'll be zoichet to the beginning of the Pasuk, Moch Hashem Lekim Dibim Alkonim, Alkoponim, V'noi Mar Amen.
Ve'eloi Nishmat, Rav Gaon, Aaron Volkin, רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן. What an Aveda is this for us? Who can imagine the Bukharian community? We lost a giant. Avaron left us alone. I cannot even talk about it. It's very difficult for me to talk. Extremely difficult. We're going back years and years ago. When Rav Aaron, I was the only one then trying to do something in the Yam Shel Choshech. And Rav Aaron, what a shaliach he was. One day he called me up from Kew Gardens. He told me I have a shul. My father has a shul. Packed with Bukharian people that just came out of Russia. What should we do? How should we handle them? We met. And we became friends on the spot. I saw a man. He was young. Energetic. Big Talmud Chochem, huge. With a heart of a gold. What a heart he had. I told him I need help. Maybe you can come to the yeshiva. So he was with us. He was with me as a chaver, as a nose be'oil, as Rosh HaYeshiva, then Rosh HaKoylel, name it, any name. What a lion, what a tiger, what a Talmid Chochem, yes. What a heart. We used to talk a lot. What a Chochma he had. Many, many times he helped me and guided me to make the right decisions. So difficult for me to talk. I can't even get over it. But I have one story to share with you. I'll tell you. Who was this tzaddik? And I saw it, I don't know how it got, how they publish it, but it was like 2 years ago, I think, 2-3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. A person from my shul, his wife gave birth to a baby boy, and they decided to invite Rav Aaron Zecher Tzadi V'Kodesh Divoche to be mitkabed as Sandek. They were asking me, I said, by all means, of course. So, by the day of the Berit, Rav Aaron came from Lakewood in the morning. I don't know even what time he left the house because the Brit had to take place at 8 o'clock in the morning. He didn't know who is inviting him, who is giving him the kibbutz. He walked in and he saw me there. That was his place also. And after the tefillah, he came to me and he told me, "Who is Avi Aben?" And so I told him, "He's one of the mispalvelim." He told me, "He prays here?" I told him, "Yes." "Why?" "I'm not going to take the kibbutz." I said, "Why not?" He said, "No. You have to take it. You're the Rosh Hashiva over here. You're the Rav of the Shul. I'm not going to take it." I told him, he was asking me. I said, "Okay. What's your problem? I'm fine with this. Don't worry about me. I'm doing it." "Beshum often," he said. "Why did they put me in such a situation? I'm not going to take it." I was begging him. Begging him. And everybody saw it. In one point, I was holding his hand and I wanted to move him. I said, "You're going to get up." I didn't have enough koyach to pick him up. He told me, "Emrechaimov, whatever you're going to do is not going to help you. I'm not going to sit on this chair." I told him, "Yes, you are." He said, "This time, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to step over your territory." I said, "But I am accepting it. I agree to it. It's my cover that you're going to sit here." He said, "If you care for my cover, if you care for me, if you're my friend, if you love me, as you claim you do, you're going to sit. I'm giving you a psak now." Psak. The Avi Aben saw what's going on. He said, "Amichaimov, I think that you have to take it." I said to him, "Give me two more minutes." I was sitting next to Rav Aaron. I thought, "Rav Aaron, you came from Lakewood. I got already so many of them. They want you because you're tzaddik, you don't chochem. Permit you deserve it. No. He said, "Chaimov, you know me, I'm very serious. I love you, you're my best friend. I'm not going to take it. If you care for me, you're going to take it and you're going to make me happy." At the end, he was the winner. I had to take it. We gave him all the other kibbutzim, of course. I made sure that he'll take everything. But what a me does he have? Who will do something like that? Who will do something like that? I came home, I said to myself, Ashley's parents, that they gave birth to such a child. What a fortunate his wife is to have such a Talmid Chochem at home. Balmides, that's not Talmid Chacham. Balmides, he cared for everybody, every small thing he was able to pick it up. אני שלאי להם. I don't know what the Bukharian people will do now. We lost. Aveda kazot. מי ייתן לנו תמורתו? Who is going to replace him? I don't know. There is no one to replace him. Hashem should give koyach, first of all, to his wife, the almana, that she always supported him, and his kids, the tzaddikim, and to his parents, ay. Moshe Yoel also used to teach in our yeshiva. Hashem should give you koyach. We're all suffering. I don't know what Hashem wants from us. But I feel like Hashem torn us to two pieces. Like a half a person. All I have left to say is that Rav Aaron should pray for us. Rav Aaron, please pray for us, for the community that you loved so much, and everybody loved you so much. Hashem should have mercy on us, on your parents, on your wife, on your kids. And Hashem will wipe all the tears. All the tears of the family, the community, all Am Yisrael. That they're in big trouble today. Huge problem. With your koyches, now you do it up there. Pray for us. So everybody should have refuah shlema. And Hashem will heal all the wounds. And Hashem will wipe all our tears. That's enough already. Ubilah mavet lanetzach. ומחה השם דימה מעל כל פונים. ונזכה לראות בביאת גואל צדק, בתחייה סמייסים, בגאולה השלמה. אמן ואמן.
It's extremely difficult speaking about the Rosh Yeshiva, about Rebbe, in the past tense. Because for me personally, and I'm sure for hundreds of other people in the community, he wasn't just our rabbi. He was many times our father, other times our brother, other times he was like a regular friend, many times a therapist. He just knew how to talk to us at different junctures of our life and connect in a unique fashion based on your needs at that moment. He was able to connect with the greatest Torah scholars and see eye to eye with them in every single topic. He was also able to connect with businessmen, whether it were diamond dealers, real estate agents, doctors, lawyers, barbers, public school students that didn't know Aleph Bet. He knew how to connect to everyone on his own level. It was a tremendous koach. Now everyone hurled Everyone heard about the greatness of the Walken family. From the great-grandfather of Zgan Aaron, from the grandfather of Shmuel David, to Rebbe's father of Moshe Yoel Shlita, to his brothers. Everyone has a unique greatness in them. But it seemed like Rebbe, Rav Aaron Zatzal, Zechit Tzadik V'Rosh Levacha, it seems like he had a bit of everyone's greatness. In Lomdus, in Torah, in Chesed, in heart, in Kiruv V'Chokim outreach. He had a little bit of everything and he perfected it. He really was a person that had everything in him. A tremendous, tremendous neshama. That only now, acharei mot kedushim, we realize how much of a kadosh, how much of a tzaddik we had, and we missed out on this opportunity to really connect to him the way we should have. There's one thing I could say, that Rebbe, anything he did, was pure heart. I'm telling you, anyone that drives from Queens to Lakewood, and from Lakewood to Queens in one day, we start complaining, back pains, this hurts, that hurts. Rebbe did this consistently. He used to come in, L'shem Shamayim, to teach the Balabatim, the Bachorim, the Avrichim. And he used to drive back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until eventually, out of Rachmanut, out of mercy, we got him a dinky little apartment to live in. So he doesn't have to drive back and forth every day. So he could stay here a few days a week. Could you imagine what it means to leave your malchut, your malchus in Lakewood, to come live in a small little apartment in Queens? Why? To teach, to educate, to guide, to inspire people that were not from his community, the people from Klal Yisrael. He loved every person with all his heart. There's people that judge you based on your background and your religious level and your knowledge. That's something you never saw with Rebbe. Everyone was equally loved and he cared for you. And the most beautiful thing is, it's not just me saying this, you just go stop anyone else that knew him. They'll tell you the same exact thing. That was the godless, that was the gadlut, the greatness of this great tzaddik that we lost. I can tell you, Rabotai, personally, myself, when it comes to Chazak, we started about 14 years ago. Rebbe was there from day one, from minute number one, from second number one. He was very, very involved. He took it to heart. He understood that thousands of neshamot are at the brink of chas v'shalom being lost. Good, holy neshamot that didn't get the education that some of us did have. And he lived his life to see how can I improve? How can I help them out? And he used to always sit down with us. This idea and that idea and go to this Gadol B'Israel. And I used to have his zechut to see how he talked to Gadol Israel. Like I mentioned, he saw eye to eye with them. Some of them were 90, 30, 40 years older than him. But he was able to talk to them in learning. He was able to just connect with them on their own level. If there was a Litvish Rosh Yeshiva, he knew how to connect. Admor from the Hasidim, he knew how to connect. A Chacham from the Sfaradim, he knew how to connect. Tell me, where are we going to find such a person out there today? Chad Bedor, En Safek, one in a generation, one in many generations. And that's what we lost. The last few conversations I had with Rebbe were only about the Bet Midrash and the Kollel. Even when he wasn't feeling well, everyone that knew him, he barely complained. He barely complained. And he had all his issues. Like everyone has issues with Baruch Hashem in life. But he wasn't the type to complain. But he always cared about the Bet Midrash and Kollel. And he called me. And I called him with follow-up. What we're doing, how we could succeed financially to make sure the Avrichim are getting what they deserve, how we could make it grow, Bezrat Hashem. And he would always say, it's only the beginning, it's only the beginning. And sometimes when you want to give up, he would give us a little smack in the face. And he would say, you got to be strong. We got to do this for the cloud. And there's a lot of people that say, yeah, we got to do the Shem Shamayim. but they have other intentions. Chas v'shalom. But Rebbe was really l'shem shamayim. He knew what it meant to live in this world, to get ready for the next world. Because most people, l'tzareinu harav, we live in this world because we think we're here forever. And we forget the big picture, that we have an achrayut, a responsibility. And that's what Rebbe taught us. There's an achrayut, there's an achrayus in this world. You have to answer to someone eventually. And he taught us to be soldiers, but with simcha, with happiness. Go over, I want everyone to go ask his balabatim. They'll learn with him, not for 10 minutes every morning. Everyone knows, after shacharit, a rabbi usually gives 5 minutes, dvar halacha. He was scheduled for 5-10 minutes also. He always went 20, 25, 30, 35 minutes. We didn't know how to stop him because he had a passion to teach. When he finished the Dvar Halacha, he didn't run off. He went to the next table to go start another shiur. And he sat there with balabatim that have businesses, that have jobs, for a half hour for this guy, another hour for him. These guys stayed for 2 hours, another group stayed for 2.5 hours. There were groups, chunks of guys that stayed so long every day. Everyone according to what he could. Just to learn with Rebbe. Now who's going to take his place? The Avrechim he loved like his own children. He loved all of us, the Bachurim, everyone like his own children. And now we lost him. But I want to tell you one thing, Rabotai. I'm going to make it, Bezrat Hashem, my mission. And I want this to be everyone's mission. Rav Aaron Walkin is not in this olam anymore. He's not in this world. But his legacy will remain in this world. We're going to do great things in his memory. How are we going to do it? Hashem's going to help. But we're going to do it. We will do it. And you will see we're going to do it, Bezrat Hashem. Why? Because that's exactly what Rebbe wanted. And if it means we're going to sleep a little less at nights, we'll sleep a little less at nights. Rebbe used to stay up and learn, and dive in till 3-4 in the morning. He will sleep for a couple of hours, and he rolled into Bet Midrash with all this fire and strength. So we're going to get some sleepless nights. We're going to work a little harder. We're going to do great things for Am Yisrael. I want to say on behalf of the entire community, Yashar Koach to Rebbe. We're going to remember you forever. Yashar Koach to the Rebbetzin for giving us, Rebbe, giving us access to him every day, to his children, for letting us have him as our father figure. And Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should give you the koach to continue strong, to continue Rabbi's legacy, Bezrat Hashem. And we should be zochem mamash bekarov to see Tchiyat HaMetim. It's going to be very, very soon, Bezrat Hashem. We're going to be zochem to see it with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mira b'yamenu. Amen v'amen.
Chazal tell us in Masech Tesaita Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph Mishemeis Yosi ben Yehezer Ish Tzreda V'Yosi ben Yehuda Ish Yerushalayim. When these two people died, Botlu Ish HaEshkolos, there was no longer anyone anymore, that person that was a cluster. Now, what does that mean? Ish HaEshkolos, the person who was a cluster. And the Gemara explains that this is really a combination of words. Ish Shehakol Boy. And the Mefarshim, especially the Tiferes Yisrael, explains, what does it mean, Ish Shehakol Boy, the person had everything? And it explains this was a person who had Torah, who had Yerushalayim, who had Maisim Tovos, and who did so many wonderful things that he was like a cluster of grapes, a beautiful grapevine that has all different colors, and the wine is so delicious and so special from that cluster. That's what an Ish HaEshkolos is. And that's what was lost when these two tzaddikim passed away. And that's what I would like to say about Rav Aaron, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Aaron Walkin was an Ish HaEshkolos. He was so multifaceted. Not only was he a great Baal Tefillah, people don't know this, not only did he blow Shofar in Yamon Neroim, He was a great Talmud Chacham, and he was a person who could deal with everyone. He gave so many shiurim, both in Lakewood, both in Queens, and he gave to adults, and he gave to Talmidei Chachamim, and he gave to people who were just becoming frum, and he gave to children. That's an Ish HaEshkolos. That's really what we lost here. A person who was like a cluster of grapes. But you know, he had another midah that to me was fabulous. You know, it's mentioned in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov, Asei Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe. And that's something that I believe, and I've said it so many times, that each of us must have a Rav, a Rebbe, or a Rosh Hashiva that we are guided by. But you know what he did? I made a list of the Rabbanim that he was close to. You wouldn't believe it, because they were multifaceted. He was close to Chacham Ovadia Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. He was close to Rav Yisrael Belsky here in America, in Brooklyn, and that's where he learned Hilchas Treifas. And he was close to Rav Palm, and he would discuss with Rav Palm many inyanim of Chinuch. He was close to Rav David Feinstein. Of course, he would ask Rav David many, many shailas. He was close to Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, and he was close to Rav Malkiel Cutler. So look at that unbelievable array. And that's why I think another reason that he could be called Ish HaEshkolos, because he had a cluster of vision and understanding of so many gedolim. And because of that, he was able to teach in a great way. And I'll tell you a great expression. If you take a look, there's a fellow, Rabbi Moshe Lieber, who wrote for Art Scroll. He wrote on Pirkei Avos. It's like a coffee table book. It's a fabulous book, fabulous sefer. And in there, on this Mishnah, Asei Lecha Rav, he quotes something from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim said that from Svarim, you learn what to say. From a Rebbe, you learn what not to say. And we know how important that is, how sensitive a person has to be to speak to Talmidim, what to say and what not to say. And that's what Rav Aaron Walkin was a master at. So it wasn't only Asei Lecha Rav that he made all these people his Rebbeim, but he was an Ish HaEshkolos. That's what we lost. And I think that as we come to this Hesped and listen to all those that are speaking, we have to try to take some of the characteristics of Rav Aaron, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and try to adopt them to ourselves, that we should become the Ish HaEshkolos if we can, and certainly Asei Lecha Rav. There should be no more death, there should be no more sadness, no more tears, and Rav Aaron Walkin should always remain a shining light, not only to Chazak, but to all who knew him.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.